This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. We're turning our attention to the ongoing state of emergency because yesterday at Istana Negara, a Conference of Rulers special meeting was held, and in a statement after the meeting, the Yang di-Pertuan Agong was of the opinion that Parliament should reconvene as soon as possible to allow MPs to debate emergency laws as well as the National Recovery Plan.
The Pal said the Agong had come to this conclusion after hearing from the head of political parties, the Special Independent Committee on Emergency 2020, and briefings by government experts, which he's had over the last 1.5 weeks, I believe. Additionally, the Conference of Rulers unanimously believes that there is no need for the state of emergency to be extended beyond August 1st. This was, I think, the statement issued last night, and expressed support for the Yang di-Pertuan Agong's views that Parliament should reconvene as soon as possible. They also believe that state legislatures in their respective states should also convene as soon as possible.
So what are the possible political implications of this statement from the Palace? For some thoughts, we're speaking this morning with Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Dr. Hamidin, thank you so much for joining us today. How much pressure does the statement from the Palace and the Conference of Rulers put on the Prime Minister to accelerate the reopening of Parliament?
Hi guys, morning. I think it was a long day yesterday. Everybody was waiting for the outcome of the Conference of the Rulers especially, but I think it was expected, the outcome, and where, in my point of view, the Conference of Rulers really much convey the message that has been delivered by the people, by the most of the political leaders, that there is no need for the extension of the emergency, and also for the parliament to convene. And I think the most important, it is a huge pressure for Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. But however, I think the government will use any means to very much achieve whatever they want to do, especially if you look a couple of days before the conference, I think just two days before the conference of the rulers, and Tan Sri Muhyiddin unveiled the recovery plan, which clearly indicate that the parliament will be convinced around September. I think that is that was not the date looked by the Conference of Rulers. I think Conference of Rulers and also in Tan Agong, and the people expect definitely the parliament to be convinced as soon as possible. But I do believe the government will drag the issues matter according to their to achieve what they want, especially in my point of view, they want to have something good come from the vaccination program.
Most of our poll respondents are actually not confident that the parliament will reconvene before September or October. In your view, I think you believe the same too, but in your view, what it would be a more realistic time frame?
I think in more realistic time frame, in my point of view, ideally, I think Parliament can convene as soon as possible by end of July. Depend definitely on the government of the day. But for me, what's interesting is now this is where the state of the politics really matters. I think what government want to do is for them to really control what matters being debated in the Parliament. This is where, in my point of view, what good measures delivered by the government on the ground is something that will be a good asset for them to be discussed in the parliament. So the only good asset for them now is very much the vaccination process. So this is where, in my point of view, they want to see the good number come up, then I think they will convince the parliament. It's not so much, in my point of view, the strictness of the SOP and others, because I think many instances, example from other countries where parliament can be convinced as being explored by the committee here in Malaysia too, hybrid, online, and others. It's very much depend on the government.
So, Hamid, let's expand this conversation a little bit. And because ahead of the Conference of Rulers meeting, UMNO's Tengku Razali Hamzah wanted the rulers to seek out a leader who is capable of leading the country during this quote-unquote dire situation. Realistically, though, does anyone truly have the political support to stand out here amongst the crowd of the bandied about political names, right? Anwar Ibrahim is obviously one candidate that is talked about, but Dato' Sri Hishamuddin has also, his name has been bandied out recently as well.
I think I'm not very much comfortable with the statement issued by Tan Sri Razali prior to the meeting. First, I don't think it's a constitutional right for the Conference of Rulers to appoint a new prime minister as it is, because I don't think that is very much under the constitution. Secondly, you are right when you point out at this particular moment, I don't think anybody have a strong majority in the parliament to gain the majority support as a prime minister. The best way, obviously, is go back to, in my point of view, is go back to the people, to the election. So this is where, in my point of view, for the government to try. I think what the strategy of the government going to take is very much try to kill two birds with one stone. In my point of view, they are willing to open the parliament once at the same time. They are quite confident that if something happens, they can gain a very strong mandate in the election. So, in other words, I think they are looking for the herd immunity, and they will. I think don't be surprised if they will call for an election.
So, to be clear, Dr. Hamidin, you don't believe that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin will be able to hold his coalition together if Parliament reopens?
No, I don't think so. Definitely, in my point of view, even though we do expect some maturity of the the members of the Parliament and political party to show their maturity by really think about the interests of the country. But imagine this is. In my point of view, if most of the debate about emergency ordinance and others, I think most of the opposition will not be agree with the government. So with that, I don't think most of the ordinance will be passed by the parliament. So that's clearly show that he is going to lose his majority. With that, in my point of view, the only way for the government is to hold the election.
And do you think, or how would you rate Datuk Sri Hishamuddin Hussein's chances compared to Muhyiddin?
His name has been circulated around, in my point of view, but I have a bit reservation on Hishamuddin. I think historically, I don't think he always stepped up to the issues, one. Secondly, in my point of view, even within his own party, UMNO, I don't think he gathered a big major support. So he's very much rely. I think what's Hishamuddin's strength now is very much to support Muhyiddin, not so much to stand by himself. Meaning he and his group is very much something that can be used by Muhyiddin to strengthen Bersatu numbers in parliament. But to say that Hishamuddin can stand by his own, I don't think that will be the onslaught of the UMNO, even among the Bersatu member.
Dr. Hamidin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Research Fellow at the Ilham Centre, giving us some insight into the current state of political affairs, as well as whether or not we are really going to see Parliament reopen following the statement from the Agong and the Conference of Rulers. I think it's going to be interesting as and when we do see it, though. I don't imagine that current powers that be would be very much in favour of it, not just from a pandemic standpoint, but also because of the lack of certainty when it comes to who actually is going to come out on top if Parliament reopens and a no-confidence vote is called.
Yes, I mean, it makes sense for Tan Sri Muhyiddin to have really good numbers to show by the time Parliament opens, and it does strengthen his political standing.
Yeah, that's logical, I guess, from a power dynamic, but it's also just, many of us are not in favour of something like that, right? At the end of the day, Parliament should be that place where these things are questioned and talked about. And I think that's what the conference rulers has also noted, right? They want the Parliament to come back together so that these things can be debated and questioned and pushed back against. Because right now, there is no formal way of pushing back against the government at this point.
There is no oversight. And I think there are also the legitimacy questions have continued ever since this current Brigada Nacional government came into power. So perhaps, if Parliament reopens, we'll be able to put an end to that discussion once and for all.
Yeah.
But are we going to do that through going to the polls? Can we do that at this time?
Or is there no way to broker a confidence and supply agreement? Is that completely out of the question? It's something we've been talking about for over a year now. Is there no way to just say, all right, Prime Minister, we agree to keep you in charge for now. We'll sort everything out. We'll go to the polls and sort this out later. Is that so hard to ask?
All these questions still outstanding. We asked you whether or not you expect Parliament to reconvene sooner than September or October on the BFM Twitter account. Reasonably mixed, 227 votes, 55% of whom said no, don't expect Parliament to reconvene. 40% said yes, they do sooner than September or October. Another 4% said it depends on COVID-19. So thank you very much for tweeting in. Do feel free to continue to comment on the poll. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.